On Tuesday, the Eagles held a 90-minute practice before getting the rest of the week off for the bye. Quarterback Nick Foles, like the rest of his teammates, wants to use the time off to recharge before the stretch run.
You know, it's been a long season, and, you know, we have a nice bye week right here and then a five-game stretch, you know, in December that we're really looking forward to. You know, we got Arizona coming up, so I'll be thinking about that, getting ready for that, but relax and spend some time with family. And, you know, you got to get away from football just to rejuice you because this is a big run, and, you know, it starts with Arizona, and, you know, big.
The Eagles should be in prime position coming out of the bye week, largely due to its sports science program.
I see the sports science part of what we're doing have an effect on players. You know, the guy I talk to frequently is Brent Celek to see how he's doing because he's a guy that's a very veteran player. He's a guy that gets out there and plays hard and takes a beating each week. And I kind of gauge, I'm kind of watching it just like some of the other people in this building that are new to it. And, you know, he's kind of my gauge because we've always had a great relationship. And I ask him how he's feeling, how he's doing. And I see a guy that each week he's got a high energy level once the game starts. So, yeah, it works.
The defense may not want to buy. In the last seven games, the Eagles have not allowed more than 21 points to any opponent. Coordinator Bill Davis explains the key to the defense's success.
The effort our guys are playing with. And we keep talking to them about it, and it's who they kind of, that's how they view themselves as a high effort defense. We're not a bunch of Pro Bowl names and pretty faces and all that. We just got a bunch of guys that are scrapping it out with a lot of effort, and that's how we're coming up and keeping people out of the end zone. And it's hard work and high effort that's getting it done.
Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, as we'll have plenty of coverage, even though the team is off.